question?
Yeah, please.
I'd like to dedicate it to your side of my father, David Shalom Ben Rabbi Yitzchak, and we have an Elias Neshama.
Amen. Okay. Tonight. Okay. Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay. So we were in the middle of the position of Tosfos. Tosfos said, so the reason that you can't fish on Yantif is because it's an Isser of Tzad, of Oker Davar Migidulo. So we wanted to get into that question of whether that's true or not. So we first laid out the theoretical questions. The first question was, what is the nature of Melachet Tzad? It's Melachet Tzad. Melachet Kotzer. Right? Oker Davar Migidulo, Melachet Kotzer. Is the problem really that you are cutting off something's physical connection? You're removing something physically from the ground, or is it that you are detaching something from its source of nourishment? The second question, which is maybe related to that question, is can you expand Kotzer beyond things that grow from the ground to things which are balechayim, right? To things which aren't gedulei karka, but to animals and the like. Now, if you think it's detaching from something from the ground, so presumably, no, you can't expand it. If you think that it is, if it's about cutting something off from its source of nourishment, so that definition lends itself to a more expansive understanding, which might include animals. And we noted that the first issue is a machlokas Rashi Tosas on one side and the Rambam on the other, whether there can be a violation of kotzer with a fruit that is totally, totally dried out and is dead, but is still attached to the tree. Would that still be a violation of kotzer? So Rashi and Tosas say no, implying that they think that it needs to be, it's about not physical attachment, but about detaching something from its source of nourishment. And Tosfos is the position, as we've seen. And of course, all Bali Tosfos are different, but still, Tosfos and Arsugya hold that kotzer can be expanded to living animals, which follows in that sheet. The Rambam, on the other hand, said that as long as something's attached to the tree, so then you're always going to be chayev, and that's it. Which implies that kotzer is about detaching something from the ground, which seems to limit it to not apply to animals. Then we noted that the Gemara in Shabbos that talks about violating Shabbos if you take a fish out of water. So the Rishonim debate, is that because of kotzer or is that because of gozes or Ntilas Neshama? The Ramban is very adamant that it's about gozes or Ntilas Neshama because he thinks kotzer cannot be applied to animals. On the other hand, we saw that the Yerushalmi does think that, like Tosfos, that you can have kotzer regarding living things. So the Yerushalmi is even more expansive and talks about trapping, taking pieces from beehives and the like. So that's what we were up to. Now, since Yerushalmi had talked about beehives, so now the next place to go is the Gemara in Shabbos in the Bavli about the beehives. So you look at Sadihei Amar Aleph, this is the top of the second side, number 15. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan Hacholev. We've seen this Gemara several times already. We'll keep going back to this Gemara. The one that says, Oker Davar Migdulo Kotzer, yeah? Okay. So Tan Rabbanan. Right? If you milk, you make cheese, butter, whatever, at the size of a grogeres, a dried fig, hamichabed, hamirabed, varodachalos, dvash, and right, we've done these, right? The sweeping and the washing of the floors, if you remember that whole discussion, and you take down a honeycomb. So Shagag b'Shabbos chayv chatas hezit b'yom tov loke arboim divrei Rabbi Elazar. So if you do it on Shabbos, so by accident it's a chatas. If you do it on Yom Tov, you get malchus. V'chachomim omrim echad ze ve'echad ze eino elam mishum shvus. They say these are only derabbanan. And Rabbi Elazar, my time in Rabbi Elazar, dechsev v'id balos obiaros dvash v'chima inin ya'ar etzel dvash. Why do we compare Yar and Dvash in that pasuk? So Lomer lecha Mayar atolish menu b'Shabbos chayv chatas abchalos Dvash arodu menu b'Shabbos chayv chatas. So it sounds like Rabbi Lazar's position, like the Yerushalmi, is that if you detach a piece of a honeycomb, you're chayv. And it sounds, at first glance at least, like he thinks it's kosher, right? That he's comparing it to a tree, just like by the tree, if you cut it, you'd be chayev, so too by honeycomb, which makes it sound like not only are you chayev, you're chayev for the same reason. Again, the Ramban would either say, fine, Rilazar paskins that way, but we don't paskin that way, or Rilazar would count, he would say, no, what he said before, that sometimes you can be chayev for the same act, but for two different reasons, by animals, maybe it's gozes, and by plants, so it's kotzer, but that doesn't prove anything. But if you look at Rashi says mefarik kamafarik masuishberg ochel mimakom shenis gasabo veheve toldos dash. So he says that some say the potential problem here is that it's dash. This time really tolad the kotzer, and some say that it is kotzer. But he thinks it can't be. It's not kotzer. Delav mechuberu, because it's not attached to the ground. So Rashi weighs in and thinks, like the Ramban in the end of the day, that we're not going to talk about kotzer with things which aren't actually attached to the ground, even though his position that kotzer is about cutting things off from their life source could be expanded to animals. We noted it's not necessary, and Rashi himself does not, in fact, expand it. Okay, the central Gemara to really figure out whether the Bavli agrees with the Yerushalmi or not is this Gemara, which is very hard to parse in Bechoros Daf Chav Dalet. So the Mishnah says, number 17, Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Omer, Hashochet es HaBechor, Ose Makom Bekupis Mikano Mikan V'Tolesh es HaSeyar, V'Vachlo Yezizenu Mimkomo, V'Chein Tolesh es HaSeyar L'Ros Makom Mum. So if you are shechting a Bechor, so the Mishnah says that you can make a little cut on each side of where you're going to make the incision to pull out the hair, but you can't move it. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. And you can pull out the hair if you need to figure out if there is a mum. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Halacha Kerb Yosi Ben Meshulam." This is how we pasken. Now, Bami Neim Rav Huna Kinegdo Biyom Tov Mahu. Right, I don't want to get into the whole sugya by Bechor, what the potential problems is by Bechor, and Shtamshus by Bechor, and the like. But what about on Yom Tov? Can you pull out the hair, remove the hair, in order to enable Shechita on Yom Tov? So Gemara says, Taima de Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam Mishum de Kazavar Tolesh, Live Hainu Gozes, Uve Yom Tov, Asur.
We're talking in general.
Yom Tov in general. Correct. Right, not a Bechor, right? The Gemara is saying whatever is Asur on Bechor, right? The Gemara said by Bechor, the problem is usage of Bechor.
Right.
Is gozes, right? What you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to do gozes on the Bechor. Right. So is pulling out these hairs just to enable shechita, proper shechita, is that a problem? So the Gemara says when you pull out the hair, why does Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam think this isn't a problem of gozes, right? So is it that tolesh, when you just pull out the hairs, it's whatever, it's lav darko, whatever it is exactly, not gozes.
The animal's still alive?
Yeah.
No issue with sarbal chayv?
No, it's a netzer v'shchita. So, how painful is it? I don't know, but no, right? In general, if you need something for shchita, right?
Even though you're not going to shecht it then.
You're shechting it right then.
He is shechting it then?
He's shechting it, yeah, that's the whole point. Is he wants to shecht it and there's hair in the way, so he wants to just clean up the area so that it'll be easier when he shechts it. Right? He's about to shecht it. This is not like not doing it for later, he's doing it for right now. He's about to shecht the animal.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara says, why does Yosef Mimashom allow this? So does he think that when you pull out the hair, so that's not considered gozes? And on Yom Tov, it's Aser, Davele Oker Davor Migidulo. And on Yom Tov, it's going to be Aser because it is Oker Davor Migidulo. It's, well, presumably, I don't know, Kotzer. Odilma, or do you say, Ba'alma, Sav Rabbi Yosef Mishalom Tolesh Hainu Gozes, or do you say that no, Rabbi Yosef Mishalom really thinks that when you pull out hair, that's also like shearing it. Behind your time of the shari, so why are you allowed to pull out the hair around the neck to allow shechita? Aren't you not allowed to shear a bechor? David Davershin Miskavein, because it's Davershin Miskavein, right? You're not, right? You're doing this just Not because you need the hair, not because you want to shear, but because you're doing shechita, which is perfectly permitted. You just need to get to the neck. And if that's the issue, that this is gozes, right? But in it, as a davar sheino miskaven, so then maybe on Yom Tov it'll be mutter as well. And the Gemara goes through a long discussion, and the problem really is that it's not entirely clear what the Hava Mina was, nor what the Maskana is going to be by the time you get to Chafhei Amud Aleph. And it's very unclear what is going on. But what you see is that the Gemara suggests, in its first possibility, that pulling hair from an animal is Oker Davar Migidula, which sounds like, as we said, Kotzer, right, which would weigh in like Tosfos. The second answer seems to assume that no, pulling off hair can't be kotzer. It's always going to be gozes, which is the equivalent of kotzer in animals, but it's not kotzer. You can't have kotzer in animals. And then the Gemara goes to a very long diyun, and it's very unclear what the conclusion of the Gemara is. So I gave you just the Mermay Sav, they gave you just the Netziv's summary of what's going on. So he says, HaTosvos, Tosvos here, unlike Tosvos and Beitza, right, hold very different things. So Tosvos La'alon Chafem and Aleph, V'diri Amaschav Amresh Lakish Kasu, De'asr Mishum Gozeis, K'kol Oker Davar Migidulo. So Tosvos understands that there was no Havamina in the Gemara at all, that cutting hair, that pulling hair, was kotzer. They think the entire discussion is about gozes. Now, how exactly do you read the Gemara? So you'd say, is it that lav hainu gozes, meaning it's not the type of gozes that asers in Bechor, but it is gozes, and therefore it's asar on Yom Tov, or is it davar sheino miskaven? It's a bit of a hard read, but that's a Tosfos reads it, that neither the Havamina nor the Maskana was ever working within kotzer. It was both gozes. The question, again, if we were doing Bechoros, spend more time on it, but the way Tosfos understands it is that neither the Havamina nor the Maskana ever thought the cutting hair could be kotzer. And b'mesechah Shabbos tafkav zayin abehoshet yadu lemei behema v'dildel ubar avalo mishum kotzer. And Tosfos in Bechoros thinks the same thing with regard to the sugya we saw last week in tafkav zayin in terms of causing the animal to miscarry, right, cutting out the animal from the womb. That it's something else, it's gozes, and it's neshama, but it's not kotzer. And they hold that, this is lishitasam in the on the case in Ayin Gimel as well. So they think whenever you're talking about animals, it's going to be gozes. Now, Rashi, under certain circumstances, thinks that for some malachot, animals are considered gedulei karka, and therefore, milking can be dush. Right? This is another sugya, which is a bit torturous. But milking can be dush, because animals, in a certain sense, are gedulei karka, because they feed off the ground, right? They feed from grass and the like, and therefore, for certain areas of halacha, they are gedulei karka. Now, that doesn't work in our sugya, as we'll see. Right, in our sugya, right, you could have said that maybe the machlokas, everyone agrees that kotzer is only by gedulei karka. It's just some people think animals are gedulei karka. That's not going to work in our sugya, because our sugya isn't about something being gedulei karka. It's about it being mechubar le karka, right? It's about it being physically attached to the ground, not formally considered plant life. Right? Animals are, in whatever sense, not plant life, but you know what I mean. Gedulei karka, right? This broader term of things that grow from the ground in some sense. The imkenu adin the chayiv mishum kotzer. He said, according to Rashi, therefore, it's potentially possible to say that you're chayiv kotzer. Now, the truth is that Rashi himself rejects this, as we saw in Daf Tzadihei, and thinks that you can't be chayiv kotzer for things which aren't mechubar lakarka. He does think you can be chayiv dush, because Rashi seems to think that dush can be expanded. Threshing can be expanded to anything which is formally gedulei karka, while kotzer can only be expanded to things which are actually mechubar li karka. But Tosfos notes that theoretically it could construe him differently. Avol Tosfos pligi v'sirle she'enu gedulei karka. But Tosfos says, no, animals are not considered gedulei karka. V'ein mishum dash, mishum kotzer, mishum gozes. And therefore, neither dash nor gozes, nor kotzer rather, can apply to animals. It's only gozes. So the way Tosas ends up reading this, so guess there was no hafamina at all. That oker davar migidulo is also another way of saying gozes. How exactly you read the question is just a diun within gozes, but there was never a hafamina that you could violate kotzer when it came to animals. The Nativ, however, notes the simplest understanding of the Gemara is that indeed is the suffix. The Gemara's suffix was indeed that. Is cutting the hair possibly only gozes, or is it kotzer? And if it's kotzer, it'll be asar and yom tov. If it's only gozes, and therefore it's only mutter because davar shein miskavein, so then it would be mutter on yom tov as well, because on yom tov, for whatever reason, we would matir davar shein miskavein. So if you look after the ellipsis, the Nativ says, Achein, lule perish rabboseinu ayisi omer, de'ikar davar migi, doker davar migi dulo, gam lefi ha-maskana mishum kotzer. The Nativ says, not only is this the havamina, but he thinks it's the maskana of the Gemara. Valzeis or masik duk lachar yad. The hine hagos maimani kosev beperchof mishabes the medaldal ubar meimo das haramam nikim mishum tils neshama. He knows that hagos maimani thinks that causing the animal to miscarry is only a problem tils neshama. Lo zachidu lavin, and I don't understand memanav shachim bodo neifel are pasuk haramam krav adav rahavadavim mechadech baser balma. If it's a neifel, so it's like cutting skin. It's not killing. V'meino neifel pshita. And if it's not considered a neifel, it's alive. So what are you telling me? V'linir the Rambam kevan de beodenu neifel rak mishum kotzer, and therefore he says no. I think the Rambam would agree with me that it's kotzer. Aval gav shekazav din is shami kol makom chayel zadin kan. But what you see from this Gemara in Bacharos is that the simplest pshat of the Gemara is that the Gemara at least grappled with the question of can you expand kotzer to animals. It's not clear whether it rejected it or not, but that was at least the havamina. Tosos is adamant that there is no such shita. Again, the opposite of the Tosos that we have in Arsa. Again, this is, you know, this is the problem. Okay, Tosos in Beitza says you do violate kotzer with animals. Tosos in Bechoro says there was never a havamina that you violate kotzer by animals. The Nitziv thinks that that is the machlokas, and therefore the maskana of the sugya is that you do violate kotzer, and he thinks the Rambam agrees. But again, you see this machloka is running through the Rishonim and the Achronim of whether one can violate kotzer for animals. Okay. The rest of what I've given here, I gave you a Magen Avos and Igle Tal. So, the Magen Avos takes on the Yerushalmi, right? He writes, Birushalmi, Hanotel is Hadog Mehamayim, Me'achar Shemavdilo Michiyutel Chai Mishum Kotzer. The Yerushalmi tells you that if you take a fish out of water, since you're disconnecting it from its place of life, so then you're chayiv in kotzer. Right? This is what Tosfos quotes, right? Taking a honeycomb, taking a fish out of water, both of them, the Yerushalmi thinks that you are chayiv mishum kotzer. V'yira li, so the Magen Avos weighs in. He says, V'yira li dahinu dafka she'amunach mikodam bebibar o bekliminu keves ha'omedes binahar. I think that this is only if the fish was in a bibar, right? Was in this stream. Right. Okay, that worries me. Right, Tarchiner knows when I have shirim, so if he calls during a shir, I don't really want to know what's going on. But okay.
Isn't that a little bit of an unusual language? Vayira li is supposed to vanira li?
Not really. You find both, and maybe it nearly is better, but not uncommon. It says v'yirali dainu dafka she'amunach mikodem bebibor bekliminu keves amandas benahar. What is going on?
Answer it.
What? No, I'll call him later. It's okay. Fine. So the Magen Avos says, wait a second. If you have a fish in a stream, or in a kli minu kevet, meaning it's in a tank, but the tank has holes, so it's connected to the water. I get it. Aval v'ayemunach b'safal shel mayim b'yabasha, o afilu b'nahar. But what if it's in a tank, on the ground? Afilu b'nahar. Or it's in the river, Raksha Safaloya Bonikavim. But if it doesn't have any holes in it, Patur. So here is something totally different that we haven't seen yet. Right, so far we've gone back and forth. Can you be Chayiv Kotzer? Can you not be Chayiv Kotzer? But the Magen Abbas pushes a little bit farther, and he says, wait a second. When we say that you can have kotzer by animals, well, you really got to ask another question. What does it mean that you can have kotzer by animals? Is it that, or by fish, let's say, specifically by fish? Why is it that pulling a fish out of water is kotzer? There's two potential reasons that you could look at that. Until now, we've assumed that the most logical reason to expand kotzer to animals is to say that kotzer isn't about mechubar lakarka, it's about separating something from its life source. We took it as a given that you couldn't argue that an animal is mechubar lakarka, and therefore we said the only way to say that it's considered kotzer for an animal is if you move away from assuming that it's mechubar lakarka and go to the life source question. But the Magen Avos isn't willing to give up on the notion that kotzer is only about separating something which is mechubar lakarka. And therefore he takes it a totally different direction. He says, you know what? No, everybody thinks that it's only usur, it's only considered kotzer if you're oker davar from the ground. Why is it considered kotzer if you take a fish out of water? Because you're disconnecting the fish from the ground. His chiddush isn't that it's about pulling something away from its sustenance, it's that you can be attached to the ground in different ways. You can be a plant, in which case you're rooted to the ground, or you can be an animal that lives in water that's also, I don't know, based on habitat, rooted to the ground. What's the nafkamina? Now this I find to be a very lumdish expansion, but what's the nafkamina? His nafkamina is, do you violate kotzer for simply pulling a fish out of water because now it's going to die? Or it's not about the animal's death. The problem of pulling a fish out of water is that the fish before was in the river. But therefore, what if the fish was in water but not attached to the river? Meaning it was in a tank, and the tank is sitting on your shelf. What? In an Atzah Sheino Nakuv, that's exactly what he says, right? Mm-hmm. So then, just like an Atzah Sheino Nakuv isn't kotzer mi d'oraisa, so then, a bit complicated, but whatever, right? So then, maybe pulling a fish out of a finch tank isn't going, it might be Netilas Neshama, but Netilas Neshama isn't a problem on Yom Tov. It's only a problem on Shabbos. On Shabbos and Vada be Asur, because you're killing it. But on Yom Tov, it would be Mutter. So unlike what we've been presenting until now, that the most likely reason to think you can expand kosher to animals is because it's not about being mechubar, it's not about being connected to the ground, it's about cutting something off from its life force, the Magen Avos says no. We never moved away from the position that kotzer was about removing something from the ground. It's just that we have an expansive notion of what the ground is. That if a fish is in the river, so it's attached to its habitat. And if you pull it out, so now it's not attached to its habitat. But if you had already detached it from its natural habitat, you put it in a fish tank, just because it's in water, it's not mechubar anymore. And therefore, it's not going to be kotzer. And therefore, the Magen Avos turns this whole sugya on its head and says, no, even the Yerushalmi is speaking specifically about pulling a fish out of a river, out of a stream. But if it was in a fish tank, so it would be fine. The Chen Yerli continues, Dimaya munach bebibar o bekli menukevet omede benahar v'shavet adag bekli she'ena menukevet. Then he goes farther. He says, you know what? Let's say a fish was in the river, in a stream, or in a kli with holes in it, so it was attached to the river. And then you didn't pull it out of water, you put it in a fish tank. So then he thinks.
The water?
What?
Fish tank outside the water.
Right, but in water. I mean, the fish is in water, but outside the river.
Right.
So again, if you think that kotzer is asur because you're pulling it from its life source, you're not pulling it from its life source. You put it, right, you stuck a fish tank into the river, picked it up, it's still in a fish tank, it's still alive. But if you think, no, the reason that you're chayav for pulling a fish out of water is because of mechubar, so then what's yote is a kula and a chumra. It's going to be mutter to pull a fish out of a fish tank, but it's going to be asur to pull a fish out of a river into a fish tank, even though it's still alive.
And that's kotzer.
Right, because that's kotzer.
Let's say it's the only way that you can raise this fish is in a fish tank. Let's say this. I'm just giving an example. Can't live in rivers anymore. Polluted. Only can live in a fish tank.
Okay.
It's irrelevant.
So what?
Completely irrelevant.
So he's saying, so what? No, so he thinks not, because it's not, no, it has to be mechubar l'karka, right? Because he's dafka not going to life source. That's the point, is he is saying, right, the simplest understanding until now I've argued is the reason that you could be able to expand kosher to animals is because we've moved away from mechubar. I took it as a given that you can't, that an animal isn't mechubar l'karka, minus that weird magic animal that the Gemara discusses in Chulin, right? The bird that grows out of the ground. Lead aside the bird that grows out of the ground, right? The, you know, one of those many theoreticals. He's saying, no, the fish... You thought this was about life source. No, it's about karka. It is mechubar l'karka.
But if the fish tank is in the river, then it's still mechubar l'karka.
Only if it's menukevet. Only if it's menukevet.
Right.
He has to have holes.
Sure,
if it has a hole in the top, for sure.
Like a fish trap or something like that. I mean, it's,
right.
So there's fish farms, right? They're not.
Yeah, there's still mechubar.
Water's going back. Right.
They're mechubar. Right. Yeah, fish farm would be mechubar.
Right.
Right, bidiyuk. So what's Yotze for him is a kulana chumra. It says Ludaz Harbe Mary Shana the Yushalmi Ainon Lafigamar Didan. He notes that the Yushalmi, according to many Mishum, is not like the Bavli. Lafigamar Didan Mahashainu Gudula Karkeno Chai Mishum Kotzer. He said, according to the Bavli, this may not be true. You might need Gedulei Karka Mamish. Right? But he was willing, he's willing to entertain that at least for the Yerushalmi, this is really more of an expansion of a of the category of Mechubar L'Karka rather than a move away from that understanding.
Would this make a difference to him if it w- I'm just like if you had something that is in the water that could both breathe out of the water or in the water,
right?
Would that make a difference to him?
I'm thinking the same thing.
No,
exactly.
It's not the life source. It's the
right. Meaning, if it is life source, vada, vada, that would be
an outcome. In other words, if you have an animal that lives in both, it's not his medium.
So I don't know. The only question is: does he? Is it for? Is the reason that for him the fish is considered in some sense mechubar because it can't exist outside? Right? Is there some overlap between life source and mechubar for him? So, like, would like you know something which is more. I don't know.
How
did right?
you read that into the Yerushalmi, though? I mean, it's not mushmo.
It's quite a... Well, where does he get it from? So he gets it, I think, from a combination of our Mishnah and the Yerushalmi. That the Gemara, that the Mishnah is Medayek min habibarim, right, from the streams, which he thinks is Dafka, right?
The Yerushalmi says Chiyusa.
Yeah, okay.
That seems to be the operative word.
I told you. I said the simplest understanding is that. He's... Right, blurring the lines between Chiyusa and Mechubar. Again, he's not fully saying it's Mechubar. He's willing to, he's clearly expanding Mechubar because he says it's not Gedulei Karka,
right.
But he's moving in the direction that it's really about Mechubar.
In its natural state, so
something. Right, I mean, some sort of combination. Okay, but that is sort of a totally different approach on the Sugya. So then I gave you the Egg Lake Tal in 20, who really just has sort of a treatment of the Sugya. Okay, a little bit of it, I think, got cut off, but. We'll do our best here. So he says, okay, the egg lay tall. Kotzer, v'yafek, shavanir liyashev, mi boya ledas haran, dasar k'tir mishum shenaseh, v'avlik yidispeirse, and so on. Where is this? Okay. So let's go to the second box here. I think the way I did this was going across. I think I was doing going across, but now I hope that's what I did. Okay. The Egg Lay Tal, after this whole sugya, so remember why we got onto the sugya to begin with, right? We got onto the sugya because Tosfos had said that the reason you aren't allowed a fish on Yom Tov is Mishum Kotzer. So the Egg Lay Tal, once we've said that, now wants to understand, okay, well, but if that's the case, you still haven't actually answered the question. Why is Kotzer Usher on Yom Tov when it is L'shem Ochel? Right? Meaning the Ramban, we'd already seen, explains you to you his position, right? He said only certain malachos. The Yerushalmi and elsewhere said it's only Milisha Ve'elach. But we never actually sort of plugged it in. Tosfos didn't explain himself. Why is Kotzer the magic point? So, if you go in the second box here, it says nearly Yashiv. Dine Svaras Ramban Nira. Shlohutur bi Yom Tov elamashu ochel mikvar biyada adam vohutur lahachshiro. Mashenkin shechila lohaya biyado klal Nechshav aseda asiyas davar chadash lo hechshra machal. The chain sira ktsira nechshav davar chadash lo hechshra machal. So he's the Igalei Tal takes the Ramban and he pushes the Ramban and uses it for Tosos. Right? The Ramban had said that anything which is malacha is mutar, anything which is malachet avodah is usur. Now, how does he distinguish? So he distinguishes by how far back in the process it is. Right. Is it about food or is it still avodah basadeh? But he says, what is the Ramban really getting at? And we saw this a little bit in the Rashban, the Avodah Zakodesh. He said, you know what I think it's about?
You want
to answer? No, it's okay. If he calls a third time that's a chazaka, then I'll answer. I'm really confused. Okay. What the Ramban's yisod really was is that on Yom Tov you're allowed to prepare food. You're not allowed to prepare produce. Is that a good way of it, distinguishing in English, capturing it? You're allowed to prepare food. You're not allowed to prepare. Anyone got a better word? Does produce imply? No, maybe not.
Preparatory.
You're not allowed to work it. You can't work in agriculture, you can work in food. Okay, let's put it that way. Okay? So he said, so why is Seda Aser? So he says, because it's only considered food work if you're working with food that you already have. But any malacha, which is about getting the food in the first place, is too far back.
It's a machshir.
Right, that's right, meaning it's machshir. But why? Because it's agriculture, right? So cutting in the, so if I hunt, I'm getting food. If I shecht, I'm processing food. Maybe that's a better way. Right, getting food is asur, processing food is mutter. Right, because... Exactly, right? I mean, it's... So he says, well, think about it. Doesn't that logic work equally fine for kotzer? Because kotzer, even as applied to animals, is getting the food rather than processing it. And he says, achar milsa taima boy. So he said, but wait a second. Why would this be true? Because you would say that when you're getting food rather than processing it. So he says it's something new. It's right. It's considered not processing something old, but it's creating something new. Okay, this is all within his understanding. So he says, I still don't get it. Why should this be true? So he says, Venir alpi peiros harashbam. That Hamayim. I think I just skipped her. Oh.
Baba Basra paid, and that's why he gives it up to us, no?
Oh my god, how did I do this?
Right.
What? Maybe, did you go that? Oh, is that what I did? Did I just skip? It was going up and down. Okay, fine. Dimitrila, I bottle gabe karka. When he said, why is it? She said, because when something's attached to the ground, it is the ground. Right? That's the yisod. Why? Exactly. He said, why is it considered davar chadash? Because while it's attached to the ground, it is the ground. He said, I'll prove it to you. And this was a paragraph that I skipped. When something's mechubar l'karka, what did the Gemara say? It's not mekabel tumah. Why? Because karka isn't mekabel tumah. What does that tell you? That tells you that while something's attached to the ground, it's considered the ground. I mean, what is the act of kotzer? The act of kotzer is transforming something from the ground into produce. It's right until you think about it, right? If you leave a carrot in the ground forever, right? So eventually it just decompose and go back to the ground, I guess. I don't know if that's true. Is that true? Yeah. I assume it'll decompose, right? It'll eventually go back to the ground. Meaning it's
biodegradable.
Yeah. It's when you detach it and you say, now I'm relating to this, not as right, not as you know, you think about it. If you have just roots in the ground, right? A carrot's just a root. Right, if you have plants with their, you know, weeds and roots, whatever, under the ground, when we relate to it, as all the ground, right? When you're digging in your backyards, you can plant your garden, right? It's all right. Once you dig it up, it's all going to be fertile, right? It's all going to be soil. You don't distinguish some of it's technically dirt, some of it's old roots, decomposed roots. You don't relate to it if you planted your garden, so you care about the root. We call a carrot. So the Rashbam says that that's why kotzer is right? Significant because it creates something new. It removes something from the status of being karka. So then he says, "Hatenach priya gadol b'karka, aval dag gadol b'mayim he debatel gabay mayim areu kamayim hamayim gufayim ruuyim l'shtiyah mutar las b'malacha levashlam who adin dag shabatel lav chashav ochel mutar las b'malachas k'tira." But he said, there's a problem here. Because, kotzer, I understand. Because if I cut a vegetable off the ground, so it's not just that I change it from the ground. I change it from food, from non-food to food. But a fish, right? If before it was considered water, so then water is also ochel. I'm allowed to pull water out of the, right? If I want to drink water on Yom Tov, I'm allowed to go over the river and pull out a cup of water and drink it.
So it's not a good
idea. Right, so mamanavshach, he says, right? If it's considered food already, right? I mean, it's considered a fish, so I should be able to take it. If it's considered mechubar, it's different than a carrot, because it's not mechubar. Lakarka, mechubar lamayim, and mayim I'm allowed to take, right? I may not be able to dig up earth on Yom Tov, right? So, right, you started getting caught in these endless circles. So this is sort of the Egg Lake Tal's, right? You know, hedging. Now the Egg Lake Tal in the end, right? Paskins, and I didn't give you this part, but the Egg Lake Tal in the end, Paskins like the. What's it called? Paskins like the Magen Avos. Right? He suggests, like the Magen Avos, that it's only usher to fish from a bibar, but not from a...
fish tank.
What? From a fish tank. So it could be that that's really where the Egg Lake Tal in the end is trying to hedge, but he, right, you see the Egg Lake Tal like struggling with this question. Right, one suggestion of why this is usser is because it's, you know, too early in the process, you're creating something new, but he has this problem, because creating something new should only apply if the original thing is also usser. It's not considered food here, that doesn't really work. So, again, he tries maybe with the Ramban, that it's... the simpler way is just to go with the Ramban's other understanding. Not that the Ramban problem is creating something new, but simply the Ramban distinguishes between avoda and melechet avoda, between agricultural work and food processing work. On that level, you understand it, right? If it's about food processing versus collecting food, so then the same thing can apply to kotzer as it can to tzad, as it can to whatever. So the Egg Lake Tal, in the end of the day, has these two explanations to how to fit this back into our sugya. Right? One is just to say, this is a pure expansion of Ramban, processing food versus collecting food, right? Avoda versus Melech Avoda. His other attempt doesn't end so successfully, which is suggesting that it's about creating Davar Chadash rather than processing that which you have. That, he notes, gets tricky. Because while that might work for the ground wasn't food, the water was food. So right? So Mamanavshach, either it was already fish and then it's mutter, or it was water, in which case it's mutter. You'd have to, right, be very fancy, but that's his sort of second attempt at explaining the position of Tosfos. The other way is just to combine the Yerushalmi and say it's a formal thing. Anything post-lush is mutter, anything pre-lush is aser, and therefore since fishing is going to be kosher. Kosher is pre-lush, and therefore it's aser. And just say it's exeris akasa. That would be another way of solving the problem. Okay. Last point. One thing that I said we'd come back to is that the I'd assumed until now, for the most part, that fish, there's no way to say that it's really gidule karka. But as the Merumei Sadeh already notes, in the case of dash, right, by milking, Rashi is actually willing to entertain that animals are considered gidulei karka. So could you say that really the whole machlokes isn't about whether kotzer is cutting things off from the life source or cutting them from the ground? It's not even about how expansive do we think the ground is, right? It's how expansive do we think the category called gidulei karka is. I mean, do we think animals can be considered those things going from the ground, and therefore it should be usher? So I gave you a summary of it in 21. The Daf al Daf summarizes the machlokes. So the Minchas Chinuch, Tom Alze. Dar Rambam gufes over to Balei Chaim nekre gedulei karka. The Rambam thinks that Balei Chaim are considered gedulei karka. Darei Rambam svirolei de'ein disha el begedulei karka. How do I know? Because the Rambam holds two principles. One is that disha, threshing, you only violate begedulei karka with things that grow from the ground. Umi komakom pasak dechol of chayim mishum dash. But he thinks that milking is dash. Uval karchach, you must hold that according to the Rambam, the Balei Chaim in Bechlal Gidulei Karka, that animals are Gidulei Karka. They grow from the ground. Vim Kain, the Gabe Kocher, Gam Kain, Lama Lo Yitzchayev Balei Chaim. So then, why is everyone so opposed to just saying that the reason you're Chayev for Kocher, for according to Tosfos, maybe even according to the Rambam, why don't you just say you're Chayev Kocher on animals because they are Gidulei Karka, right? That maybe a chiddush, right? Maybe a chiddush that animals are gedulei karka. But im kvar you accept the notion in the context of dash that animals are gedulei karka. So why do I have to expand kotze? Why do I have to expand mechubar? Just say animals are always gedulei karka. The tirutz akilas Yaakov. Deino dome hageder shel gedulei karka legabe dash. And this is what I suggested before. Wow. Said no. Because gedulei karka has different standards for different contexts. By threshing, la'gedershu la'karka la'kotzer is different in kotzer and dash. Vahainu, didisha shehi malacha bitlisha sagishu gedulei karka. Threshing takes place once the thing is already detached from the ground. So when I ask the question, is something gidulei karka for the purposes of disha, of threshing? I'm not asking, am I currently detaching it from the ground? Right? I'm just saying that you can only thresh something which is called formally gidulei karka. But the fact that it is or is not currently attached to the ground is irrelevant. It always takes place with something which is detached. The question is therefore a purely formal one. Can I call an animal gidulei karka in any sense of the word? Right, I mean, the malacha isn't about detaching from the ground, it's just it only relates to things which have been detached from the ground. Dainu, so he says, in that level, when you're talking purely formally, is there any sense in which animals are gedulei karka? Sure. Dainu shemizonos vini kaso mimasha gadol bakarka. Right, you can talk forever about how human beings, we are children of Mother Earth, right? We can talk metaphorically as much as you want. If all you need is a formal status of those things that grow from the earth. So be as metaphorical as you want. The animals eat from the earth, and therefore they are children of the earth. I don't care. So therefore the Rambam said that milking could be dash, could be threshing. Because you could say at some level, formally, technically, sure, animals are also gedulei karka. But kotzer, the question isn't, is this formally considered something that grows from the ground? The question is it currently attached to the ground? The question of kotzer is, am I currently detaching it? Losagi begeder gedulei karka. This is not about formal status as gedulei karka. Eloboy mechuber lekarka. It's about, is this attached to the ground, according to the Rambam, not according to Tosfos. But fine. L'chein balei chayim afshek they lost in mekarka v'ena mechubarim lekarka lo shayach by Mr. Kotzer. L'chein shaber kasev Rambam de deal del uber me'ar chayim mishum tilz hashem lo shem kotzer. But the big caveat here is, let's go back to our original Tosfos we started with in the Yerushalmi. This is only true if you think that kotzer is about cutting something off, which is mechubar lekarka. But if you think that malachas kotzer is detaching something from its life source, then you're already talking more metaphorical. If you're talking more metaphorical, so then as the Kilas Yaakov says, whenever we're talking more metaphorical, you can talk about animals as gedulei karka. So maybe, right, based on this analysis, we can go back to Tosfos and say, no, the reason that Tosfos and the Yerushalmi are willing to accept that animals are, you can violate kotzer by fishing, is because they accept multiple premises. One is that Kotzer is about cutting something off Michiyuso, cutting something off from its life source. Therefore, it's more a broader concept that isn't limited to Mechubar. And if it's not about Mechubar, that means it's not about Hafrada Min HaMechubar. If it's not about Hafrada Min HaMechubar, then you can take metaphorical explanations of Gedulei Karka. And maybe that's why they accept it, because they accept both principles. That Kotzer is Migedulei Karka in the sense that you cut something off from its life source, and in that sense, animals are Gedulei Karka, because what's the whole Svara that animals are Gedulei Karka? To the extent that they're Gedulei Karka, it's because they're nourished from the ground. But once you accept that Kotzer is about detaching something from nourishment, so then of course the animals might be Gedulei Karka, because the whole sense in which they're Gedulei Karka is the sense that they are nourished from the ground. But if you think Kotzer is about cutting something off from its nourishment, and you think animals are considered part of the ground in the sense that they're nourished from the ground, so then it could be a violation of Kotzer from detaching these quasi Gedulei Karka from the ground, because it was all about nourishment to begin with. Both the definition of animals as Gedulei Karka and the definition of Kotzer is cutting off from Gedulei Karka. So that would bring us back and add yet another aspect, the Sheet of Tosfos and the Yerushalmi. So,
okay, can you clarify something?
Yeah.
Okay, this all started with fish. Okay, and then you're using the term animals. Are we saying a cow is Gedulei Karka? Forget about
correct.
The
flesh. Correct.
So, based on that...
For dush, yes.
Only for dush.
But not Kotzer.
Well, in Kotzer, they're not attached to the ground in the same sense. In what sense are they attached?
I'm agreeing they're not attached. So,
but the kaveret would be. But okay. The bees would be another case.
Right. But,
right, meaning obviously you'd have to find a context in which they're mechubar, right? Like, a fish has a logical one, right? It is totally ensconced in its habitat. An animal, not quite.
So, you're using the term animals all the time, but most of the time you're referring...
Yes.
Just fish.
I'm using animals broadly, like animal.
But it's really fish.
Well, and bees because of the kaveret. So I'm talking broadly. Yes, I mean fish, but I mean possibly the honeycomb also. I'm meaning slightly more expansive. But yes, I mean mostly fish. I mean animal life rather than plant life, not animals lumat fish. Right? I mean animals lumat plants.
You can take this thing back to the Tanaim too, because the Brisa here. Only it talks about the Yarot Dvash, for example, as Kotzer. I mean, that's a
basis for Kotzer.
Yeah.
Right.
But you don't have to now, because now that we're saying, yes, it could be Dash.
Correct. I know that's what Rashi said. Rashi said it was Dash. Right?
Okay.
That was exactly what Rashi did say, right, Rashi?
Oh, what, for the Yarot Dvash?
Yeah, Rashi number 16. And yeah, coming back to it, that's exactly what Rashi says it, because... Yes, he's willing to accept the expanded definition of Gedulei Karka for Dash, but not for Kotzer, because things about Mechubar. That's what he says explicitly in 16.
Oh, he says that about Yarot. Okay.
Exactly. Right? He said, Veheldos told us Dash, this is on Hacholev. Veistam, he told us Kotzer, Velo idla Mechubar, right? This is really a Rashi.
Oh, he says it on Cholev, which I can understand, because the milk is in the udder of the cow, but he could similarly say that to Dash.
Correct. You could, right. But that's what he says, right? It's Dash, but not Kotzer.
Because Rabbi Eliezer says that specifically, says,
oh, then you mean by the road?
Right.
But based on Rashi's analysis, you could say the same thing because Rashi is willing to. But it's exactly the line that Rashi wants to present to the sugya. So just to summarize what we've seen,
isn't it Tamua that it's not already in Gemara or in?
Yes. Okay. So summarize what we have. Right. So we started off again. Two possible definitions of Kotzer. Is it detaching something from the ground or from its life source, which then may beg the question, can you expand it to animals? We saw the Tosfos here says yes, the Yerushalmi says yes, both in terms of fish and in terms of detaching the honeycomb. We saw that it's a machlokas it seems to be a dion in the Bavli, but it's very hard to understand what's going on in the Bechor Gemara. It relates to how you relate to the milking and all those sugyos. Then we took a totally different track that maybe... there's more to this, namely, maybe it's really about expanding the definition of mechubar, mixing mechubar and nourishment, which is the direction Magen Avot took, which comes with a kula and a chumra, namely that he thinks it's not usher to take a fish out of water, it's usher to take a fish away from a river, but putting a fish in a fish tank would be usher, and taking a fish out of a fish tank would be mutter, because it's not about taking something from its life source, that's mutter, that's called netilas neshama, it's about taking it away from its mechubar status, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. We also saw this diun minchas chinuch, the Kilas Yaakov, of whether the issue here is really are animals gedulei karka. So the Rambam clearly holds no for these purposes, even though he does by dash. The Kilas Yaakov says the reason is because dash is about dealing with gedulei karka. Kotzer is about detaching from the karka, in which case you can't go to metaphorical definitions. But we noted that if you already have a more loose definition of kotzer, that it's about removing from nourishment, then maybe yes, animals which get their nourish from the ground, that's why they do like karka, so it all fits together like a glove, and maybe that's what Tosos is really getting at. Then we just, the Eglay Tal, tried to apply it to our Gemara. So, okay, that's all fine, but why is this Azar and Yom Tov to begin with? So either you distinguish between Avoda Melechet Avoda, right, processing rather than collecting food, his attempt at saying maybe it's about creating something new or not, that we got a bit confused with that because of the, if it is not creating something new, then it's coming from water, and water was already food, so it gets a bit confusing. Or you just say it's the Xeris Makasiv Milash Va'i Lach. The truth is, and I just is that this this analysis of the Magen Avos, as I said, also appears in the Eglay Tal. If you want a very long discussion of it, so he really tries to get through this sugya. Right, I mean, I'll just read you his conclusion, is that near lefinas daiti the hadachai mishum kotzer af kshaya nitzod veomid bivayom dafka mamunach bibibar b'makom she'ino mechutzer zeda avahaya b'safal gadol shomayim lo yischai minetilasa misham mishum kotzer. So this is what the Magen Avos said, right? That pulling a fish out of a fish tank is mutter. But then, as David noted, where did the Magen Avos get this from? He doesn't actually spell it out, but the Eglay Tal does, which is because it's do lo adif mitolesh mi'akid sheino nakov, right? Because once you're taking this very literally, that it's about kotzer, so then we actually have a parallel case to a fish tank in the ground, which is called an atzitz, right? Which is called a flower pot. And there we have all these discussions that an atzitz nakov with holes in it is, right, attached to the ground. Atzitz sheino nakov is not. And that's why he equates this, and he notes that that's why the Rishalmi talks as Shashalos and Makam Shaya Nitz of Omeid, Deinma Mishalash of the Klam, Mishal Kotzer, etc. But he notes that this is very nice, but the Magen Avram explicitly rejects it. And the Magen Avos says that if you paskin like the Yerushalmi and you paskin like Tosfos, that you would be chayev mishum, you would be chayev mishum kotzer. Sorry, the Magen Avram, right? The Magen Avram paskins that you'd be chayev mishum kotzer. He has this whole diyun. If you're interested, I made a few copies and you can look at it where he gets into this. But I don't want to spend more time on this. But you're free to look at the applications there. Okay.